Hello there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening from wherever you may be listening to me today. My name is Eddie Sand, and I am here to help you avoid frustration and disappointment with starting a business online. For more information, you can always visit my webpage at eddiesand.com. Now, if you have questions about today's topic, please leave me a message and I'll answer it in the future programs. And by the way, today's topic is the power of thoughts. Yes, friends, the thought process is so powerful that you can technically change your entire world by just thinking yourself into it, thinking yourself into the world, into the lifestyle that you want to live. Now, maybe you're thinking, well, how do I know this? Okay, well, first of all, I have experienced it, and I'm going to tell you in just a moment a short story about what happened to me. However, I will tell you that this topic came about because last week I was listening to an awesome book, Napoleon Hill's The 17 Laws of Success. You got to get it. It's an awesome audiobook to listen to, especially when you have long drives like I did. And it was great. It was a great refresher on all the laws of success. But specifically the one about the thought, the power of thought, thinking yourself into the riches, basically. And that's what he was talking about in this book. And it made me think back to my story, specifically when I had a job. You know, I remember thinking that I owned my job, like I was the owner of that business. Okay, I took ownership of what was required of me, and because I felt as if it was my own business, whenever there was an upset customer, I would take care of it as fast and efficient as I could. When it was time to make the experience or have an experience with the customer to make sure that they stay with me, with us, I would do it. When the toilets needed to be clean, I would do it. As a matter of fact, you wouldn't even ask me to go do it because personally, I like a clean bathroom. As a matter of fact, till today, everywhere I go, if there is a dirty bathroom, it just, I don't like the place. I just want to leave. You know, it's just, no, the bathroom for me says it all about the business. Okay. But anyway, so I took ownership of my position and get this, what happened was that I got promoted, I got paid more. You know, my thinking process back then was, wow, they're paying me to learn sales, to be a better salesman. Then I also thought, wow, they're paying me, plus they're giving me commission on top of that. Like they're paying me an hourly salary plus commission. Okay, this is the best job I've ever had. So I was really grateful through the whole process. And then again, I took ownership of my position of the job that was required of me. So I ended up doing above and beyond. Okay. Get this. The owners saw that. And eventually they created a position for me. That was pretty cool. And please, I'm not telling you this to brag about myself here. I'm telling you the story because looking back, I can tell you it wasn't coincidence. I was grateful through the whole experience, but it was not coincidence. I mean, you got to imagine there was, I would say, 40 people plus working for the company because it was actually a gym that I worked for and there was multiple gyms. And they picked me and they created a position for me. All right. That was not coincidence. And I can tell you looking back, it was my thinking process. Friends, you want to be live a better life? You want to become a person of leadership position? You want to have own your online business? You want to start a business online? Okay, it's going to require you to have a different type of thinking process. So here's how you can what you can do to make a change. You need to actually think about what you're thinking. First of all, you need to pay attention to your thinking process right now, because I will tell you that whatever you have in your life today, you have created that. You know, you can't point fingers at what the situations and everything around you externally has happened. Very, very likely. Okay, and I've got to be careful by me saying this. I'm not saying 100% of the time that's what happens. I understand there are instances and challenges and things that they're out of your control. However, I can guarantee you that if you're not thinking properly, you then have created a negative effect in your world. Because that's what, as crazy as it sounds, I hear a lot of that negativity in people's lives today. They're always complaining, they always want to get paid more, they want to work less. They think they deserve more, but yet they are not putting or given more than enough or above, far above what they're required to do. Okay? So that's a totally messed up thinking right there. All right? Very negative, very not good thinking. So again, take a look at what your lifestyle that you have right now, what you want, and then start thinking about what you're thinking and how you can get out of that is first of all, be grateful. Second of all, start the thinking process towards that direction. But most important, friend, you need to take action. Okay? I thought myself through my work to get promotions and salary raises, and then that position created for me. And then there was more stuff after that, but I took action. So don't think that you're just gonna sit around, daydream, and not do anything for it. No, it doesn't work that way. You've got to take action. You've got to work towards that, what you're thinking. All right. And that's how you start changing. So again, I'm here to make sure to encourage you that starting a business online, it requires a thinking process, the right thinking process, so that you can actually see results very quick. And you'll see things and opportunities will start to show up. All right, so that's what I have for you today. Again, if you like what I'm telling you, and if you like what I'm sharing with you, of course, like, share this program, and you can also visit my webpage at eddiesand.com. So, till next time, have an outstanding day, and always remember to stay motivated by your passion. Peace.